Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
This Friday, Kyle Brusten-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside me with, I will say, I can't confirm when he says, oh, I got a lot of compliments today. I heard a lot of compliments towards Kyle Wallace's Packer sweater, which you can see on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
I look good. Went to, get my blood drawn this morning, and the lady who brought me back said, oh, you look really nice today. I said, thank you.
Well, I wasn't
you
there
smell
for that.
Good. Well, why would I lie about that? I got hit on and, looked up and down by multiple women from all different backgrounds and colors. Even an elderly woman told me I look good in this sweater.
That's great.
Awesome to hear.
Kyle Wallace is in a great headspace today. He's been hit on and his confidence is high.
Sky high. Through the roof, just like the Packers should be.
Alex Stroff is running the show. You know what it is. It's 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. The ESPN Wisconsin app is where you can find us as well.
Look at you, Swagalicious. You know what it is.
You know what it is. It's Alex Stroff holding it down.
You know what it is.
You get that from
ESPN Wisconsin app. Listen live. Listen back.
Who taught you that? Hanging with me.
I think so.
Hanging with me.
That's swaggy.
Yeah. You're the first person with swagger I've ever hung around.
Consistently, like this. Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
No,
definitely.
No, that's a lie.
Okay, who?
Don't say AAU basketball 15 years
ago. Oh, my college teammates.
Like who?
Jordan Taylor has swag.
I'll give you that.
Jordan Taylor probably got swag. I would say Jordan Taylor and I are pretty similar.
Hell no. Super similar.
I would say so.
Two pieces of pot.
All-American.
No, not in that way. You know, black kids.
Very handsome.
Black kids
strong,
who went to the suburbs.
Fit, not muscular.
No.
Got the girl.
Ben, I've always said it. Kyle Wallace, Jordan Taylor, two pieces of pot. I've always said it.
Listen, I told you the story about when I hung out with Jordan Taylor and we went out one time, right? We left, so we hanging.
We called him the night crawler.
Yeah. Night crawling my behind. We all left the house party at the same time. We was kicking it, because they stayed in the same apartment as our friends. We kicking it. And so we all leave at the same time. Me and my friend, we still in a prowl looking. He's walking back with two girls, like an hour and a half later, two women under his arm. We said, dang, it's like that. He said, yup. We said, dang. It only took him 90 minutes. It's around Halloween, I want to say.
All righty then.
Does this sound accurate?
It is to a T.
Yeah, so
accurate.
No lie whatsoever, because he hung out with some folks from Milwaukee on your team as well. So it was a true story. But I'm just saying, two brothers who work hard in life, he just get a little bit more than I did.
Yeah, he does.
A lot of it.
Now, we do this every Friday, as every game is a must win. You know what? Stroff did his job. I don't need to even set this up anymore. We have Name the Game Imaging.
Is it a must win?
This is their moment, and I think they have to get it done.
A season definer?
I step up, I elevate other people's games.
A legacy game that will be talked about for decades?
That's the thing I think that's going to carry them as far as they're going to go.
Or just weak whatever. This is Name the Game on KBN.
Name the game. What are you naming this game? Round two. Packers, Bears at Soldier Field Saturday night for first place in the NFC North. Kyle, we will start with you.
Yes.
Three of them, but save your last as your submission for the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN.
Absolutely. So this week, there's three submissions that I want to make for Name the Game, and the first one is Know Your Place Game. This is the Know Your Place Game because the Chicago Bears are going to figure out what they place is in the division. Now, this one can go both ways because, again, if somehow the Green Bay Packers lose on Saturday, I've shifted my mindset, but if somehow the Packers lose on Saturday, guess what, KBN Nation? We would know our place as well. So this has the potential to be the Know Your Place Game, as we will know at the end of this week who will win the NFC North. And then the next game, is this is the Caleb Williams sucks game. This,
oh, wow.
This is the hit, go, stroke. Go ahead. You can go ahead and hit it whenever you're ready.
But Caleb
this,
Williams sucks.
This is when everybody will find out. There's been a lot of chatter, a lot of discussion, a lot of talk about Caleb Williams and his improvement of the offense and how he makes certain plays and how we congratulate him for throwing touchdown passes that go through defensive backs' hands into his receiver's hands. But that is what we're talking about. So this will be the Caleb Williams sucks game, and Bears fans will understand and fully grasp the fact that their quarterback, Caleb Williams, still sucks, and he ain't where he needs to be. Now, the name of the game for this week that I'm going to put on the poll, is this to be the reminder game? Because this Ooh. Will this will remind the Chicago Bears that not only does Caleb Williams suck, but they still suck. It will remind them the fact that y'all really ain't beat nobody. I get you, you beat the Eagles. Bravo, good job. The team is falling apart over there in Philadelphia when you were playing them. But you couldn't beat the Lions. They killed you. You couldn't beat the Packers. They killed you. That's it. Those are legitimately the only two tough teams that you've played this season.
Eagles.
And, well, again, I already mentioned what happened with the Eagles. They were falling apart at this time. So they got to prove it these last 3 weeks. And so for this game in the last 3 weeks, it will be a reminder who the Chicago Bears are. But this will be the reminder game that the Bears still suck.
There it is from Kyle. For the name the game, 800-990-3776. You can give us your name of the game that you want to submit. This is the pressure cooker game.
Oh, I like a good pressure cooker.
Gonna see who's gonna combust. Gonna see who in this moment, playing for first place again, who is gonna let the pressure get to them. Because it was Caleb Williams late in game one where the pressure got to him and he said, here you go, Keyshawn. 500.
Dead or alive.
Passing of the torch game. Or not.
Oh. Hell no. Hell
I
no.
I had to throw that one in
no,
there.
No, I don't like that.
Passing of the torch or not.
For those who are listening on ESPN Milwaukee or ESPN Madison on YouTube or on many of the platforms that we're on, that shows you he's not a Packers fan. Ain't no way in the world the Packers lose on Saturday. This is the pass of the torch or nothing. Heck no. Especially without Micah Parsons. Ain't no torch being passed. The torch has already been passed. Jordan Love took the deed of Chicago to, you know.
How do you know?
Rodgers.
How do you know? Maybe it's just the passing of the torch game to Jordan Love officially.
He already got that when he walked into Chicago 2 years ago and laid the smack down on him week one.
In my submission for the poll is the Bleep the Bears game.
Ah, yes. I like that one.
I knew you would.
I like that
Save
one.
Save that one for last.
Yeah, you got
know,
me.
My submission.
You're good. You know how you know me.
I know last you. I knew I'd give you a little, you're going to be upset about the passing of the torch game or not, but ultimately the narrative this week is like they're insufferable. The fans are insufferable. Their president puts out a statement about moving the stadium the week of them playing the Green Bay Packers.
Did
like,
you know
crazy.
Did you know that I was talking to Jay Hood today as I recorded with him earlier today, and he told me that I guess George McCaskey must have went into the locker room, and Kevin Byard said that he went to the locker room at some point during the week or might be before the game saying that this Green Bay Packers game means a lot. And Kevin said, oh, that messed with their heads a little bit. He literally said that messed with their head. They had this time they're looking at this game. It doesn't matter the noise. This is just another game. They let the owner of the team simply saying that this is the Packers, this is a big game.
I love dysfunction. As long as my teams aren't going through the dysfunction, I love dysfunction.
I'm the Chicago
Bears. I went to the Bucks game last night. That's dysfunction I don't like. But when it comes to the Bears, that's dysfunction I like.
What about, can I add a submission?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's your show.
Sure, as long as it's not on my list.
Belt to ass 2.0 game.
Woo! I like that.
I had to add that one in there.
That's good. That's
belt
good.
To ass 2.0.
That's good. I swear, the Packers put belt to ass. The Bears fans, they better not say nothing to me.
All right, Trophy, your turn to name the game. And again, taking your submissions at 800-990-3776. Carbis Talk and Text.
First off, I have the little brother game for obvious reasons. The Bears, the Packers, little brother. Just a little bro game, yeah. I've got the I still own you game.
Yeah.
Original.
I own you. I still own you. Yeah.
Get
still
it.
Own you game. I like this idea. I think Brad would be proud of this one. How about the Northwest Indiana Bowl?
I like that one.
After the announcement you just referenced. And by the way, we talked about this yesterday. The day of the draft, the day of the season opener, a couple days before the biggest game of the season, that's when they've announced stuff about the stadium. That's insane to me.
They're again, dysfunctional.
The one I've landed on is time is a flat circle game. The more things change, the more they stay the same, man. Time is a flat circle. The Packers still
actually
own the Bears.
The more things change, the more things stay the same game.
It's too long.
I know it's too wordy, but I do like that.
So I went with time is a flat circle game.
Let's put four options out. Belt to ass 2.0, the reminder game, bleep the Bears game, and then time is a flat circle game. That's going to go on the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN for you to vote on the official winner of the name the game game. Couple submissions here. It's the fool me once game from Don. We already know what your game is. We'll come prepared and you will not fool us this time.
Oh, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Wait a minute. It's not how it goes.
Yeah, it's not how it goes.
Won't get fooled again.
Anytime, anywhere game.
Anytime, anywhere. That's, yeah.
I guess that plays into the Northwest Indiana or wherever they're going to be looking to take it with their private equity that can't get tax dollars from Cook County because they want to help with the infrastructure of the roads and the parking and all the things.
I mean, it is a lot.
But here's the one thing I would say is I know there's a lot of money involved, but they would be idiots not to get it done at Arlington Park. They could turn that into like if like World Cups and Olympics.
I don't know
and,
anything
like,
about Arlington Park.
It's massive.
Heights? Arlington Heights?
Arlington Heights, but it's where the racetrack was. It's a huge lot of land. My whole point is like, it would be, you know how like you have all these new stadiums?
Uh-huh.
SoFi, you know,
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it would be even bigger from a like bringing people to
that
like
area.
The Midwest in this area. Oh. You know what I mean? Like some, it's bigger than just the Bears.
I hate driving to Soldier Field.
Nobody. I bet people in Chicago don't even. I've never been to a Bears game.
You know, wait, what?
I've never been to Soldier Field for a Bears, even growing up in Chicago.
Wait a minute. You've never been to Soldier Field for anything?
I went to like a U.S. soccer game.
But
you
never been to a Bears game? I've been to a Bears game. You haven't.
I guess in 2018, I watched Aaron Rodgers come back in the second half from that knee injury and torch him.
You were at Soldier Field though?
No, I was at Lambeau. I was working in Wisconsin.
That's wild. How have I been there?
You've been to Soldier Field?
Yeah, the Bears played the 49ers. My boy.
You just went to
49ers.
Bears 49ers?
My boy played for the 49ers. We got free tickets. Got on the sideline and everything.
Tony in Pewaukee. You're in for the name the game on the Carbless Talk and Text line.
Guys, let me evangelize here for a second.
Yeah.
Christian Watson's probably playing, right?
It's trending good.
Most likely, right? Well, this game is the Our Receivers Don't Punk Out and Sit game.
Ah! Oh, wow. Are you saying Roma Dunze's foot isn't that hurt? I don't know.
I don't know either. I know he re-aggravated in warm-ups supposed to play and didn't. And
I'm trying to, yeah,
him and
I
Luther
mean.
Luther Burden
are
out.
I like the fact that our receivers are trying to fight back and get in. I mean,
Now, the fight back thing we'll get to because the discipline of the Green Bay Packers, they cannot have self-inflicted wounds. They can't put themselves in spots where they're giving any free yards.
Not without
Mike. We know they're not like the most clean team in terms of like false starts or any of that, but they can't have like the self-inflicted like I'm mad or the emotion got to me and I'm gonna
like
get the personal foul.
Last week
and even the Bears game.
Yeah.
Keyshawn Nixon got sat down.
He because it's a personal foul that he had.
Correct. Even though one of them was his fault. Go ahead, Strophy.
Whatever. Oh, baby. Now this is some breaking news.
The heavily requested breaking news. 1 hour from right now. The return of our Friday Packers parody songs. 1 hour from right now.
Songs plural?
You'll find out.
All right, so Alex Strofe went to the lab this morning, and if you have not heard any of his creations, they're sometimes good, sometimes bad. Mostly good. But we're all going to find out at 3:15 if you cook something.
1 hour from right now. I can't wait. I think it's going to be the best one ever.
So Kyle has had some words about...
What? What are you looking at?
Caleb Williams. Yeah, what's going on, man? You look confused.
He said something in my ear, and I was confused. He said he texted me.
Well, either way, what's going on is Strofe wanted an opportunity to turn on the mic to promote himself, which is very on brand.
I guess so. Very on brand for Strofe. He had a whole hour on becoming relevant, and this is what he did.
This is what he did.
Mr. Relevant.
But I am proud.
Mr. Irrelevant.
I'm proud of his efforts to be a part of the KBN Nation show Friday before the Bears, and he'll have a great song, I'm sure.
I believe he'll have a great song for sure.
Kyle Wallace has said many things about Caleb Williams, but he found his way to unsportsmanlike in the mornings on ESPN Radio.
Watching TV and all of a sudden say, oh, mama, that's me.
Mom was at your house?
No, mom wasn't me.
You were at mama's house because baby girl's out of town.
Baby girl is back, and there's actually being baby girl laid up watching it.
Laying up?
Yeah, I was just laying down watching it.
There I am, honey. Don't you think I'm sexy?
Actually, she said, look at my handsome man.
Oh, wow.
She did not.
We'll hear what Chris Canty had to say with Evan Cohen on Unsportsmanlike as Kyle's had some harsh words for Caleb Williams. They react to us, and we'll hear it next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so...
Say that again.
Nobody
said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Big ideas just...
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. See our beautiful faces in Kyle's awesome sweater on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe's running the show and is already calling for the ball, as per usual. Take it away.
It's my last KBN of the year. I got to call for the ball as much as possible. Hey, so Sean in Waukesha, a great coach, by the way, over at Carroll University, just tweeted me on Twitter, at Alex_Strofe and at KBN ESPN, said, hey, Strofe, how did the Micah Who game not get in on the name the game? The Bears fans are all saying the Packers will lose because they don't have Micah. The Micah Who game.
I thought about that one, so I do appreciate it. But I also want to not over-leverage the fact that without Micah, it is a tougher challenge.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
I'm
not there yet. I haven't seen this defense without Micah, so I was going to put it like, Micah who? We can say that on Monday.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I could ever say Micah who.
I would never say Micah who.
I like the boldness slash the confidence from Sean and Waukesha on that one. So well done, Sean.
He believes in the rest of the team. I like that.
It's Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Nortman. We mentioned that Kyle's had many things to say about Caleb Williams. We're going to play something.
Caleb Williams sucks.
From Kyle early in the week, and then hear the reaction from Unsportsmanlike from ESPN Radio, ESPN Wisconsin's in the morning. So we'll start with our guy Kyle on Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is an absolute weakness for this team. I don't know why they don't understand that. If you had Jordan Love on the Chicago Bears, it wouldn't even be a question about whether or not they're for sure going to win the NFC North, because they would win the NFC North. Hell, if they had Jared Goff, they would win the NFC North. So I want Bears fans to understand that their quarterback is not a weapon for them. He's a deterrent for them. He makes that team actually worse. He does not make them better. There are other quarterbacks in the NFL that would definitely make this team a lot better. Now, can Caleb Williams develop into a better quarterback? Time will tell. But sitting here year two, there's other year two quarterbacks that are better, Drake May specifically, that is better than him.
That was Kyle Wallace, our guy, earlier in the week. And then on Unsportsmanlike in the mornings with just Evan Cohen and Chris Canty. Chris Canty had a response for Kyle.
That's a little unfair. And here's why I think it's unfair. The way the Chicago Bears play on offense, they're not asking the quarterback to be the bus driver. Ben Johnson wants to run the football. They want to lean on that offensive line. They want to take pressure off of the quarterback. Caleb Williams doesn't have to be special every single dropback. And I think that's the formula for success with a young quarterback. Now, Caleb Williams has shown in the fourth quarter and at points throughout the games that he can do some special things with the football. Think about that touchdown throw that he had in Green Bay to Alamedu Zaccheaus right there in the end zone on the side. That is an incredible throw. That is a big-time throw by Caleb Williams, scrambling out to his right and delivers an absolute dime. I mean, people have got to realize that this dude is special.
Fair or unfair, Kyle Wallace?
I mean, it's interesting, and I respect Canty, and I love Evan. And the Zacchaeus ball that was thrown literally went through Keyshawn Nixon's hand. So what do we talk? That's a terrible decision. What if you're talking about is a good decision? If Keyshawn Nixon clamps that ball, the momentum of that football game completely shifts to the Green Bay Packers.
But it didn't.
Yeah, because it went through Keyshawn Nixon's hands. It's like that's not. It wasn't. It was a great throw. It was a throw that went through Keyshawn Nixon's hands. But then on top of that, here's my whole point: is that he can't depend on his quarterback to win a football game.
He started with the like, well, they're not asking me special because they know that he can't be what they actually want him to be just yet. Right.
Exactly.
Now.
And again, I give him credit because I think he is a magician buying time back there and being able to roll out and play hero ball. I think he's really fun to watch in that sense. But at the end of the day, you need a quarterback that can be consistent in the pocket. You need a quarterback that can stand back there and dissect defenses. You need a quarterback more in the likes of a Jared Goff and a Jordan Love than you actually want of a Caleb Williams. And you look at the fact that he has the completion percentage issues. That is not what that offense is about. Remember what Jared Goff was doing? Jared Goff was like, what, 72% last year?
He threw
something like,
a stretch of five games at 80-plus percent completion percentage, utilizing what Ben Johnson was doing with
exactly.
The two-headed monster in the offensive line that they had.
Picking teams apart.
I'm with you. Groupthink on this one, Kyle. Look,
groupthink is based off facts.
I know. I was making a joke to Mark Tauscher, who joins us, and say, you guys just say the same things as each other too much. Well, guess what? In this case, I'm 110% with you. If you are a Bears fan and you're going to tell me that a different quarterback with where this team is at from an offensive line, a weapons on the outside and tight ends and with the way they run the ball, that a different quarterback more polished than Caleb Williams right now wouldn't be able to elevate them to another level, then you're lying to yourself. Now,
a lot of lying going on in Chicago.
It's not Caleb's fault that he was drafted into a mess. That's the only thing I will give him, is drafted into a mess and you have a real coach who was able to see, I hate the revitalization of Jared Goff, right? Like, he's kind of still been the same quarterback, a little bit more efficient, and he utilized the offense within.
He's
to,
better
you
in
know,
Detroit
to,
than what he was.
But
in
yeah,
LA.
For sure. 100%, but not to the point where it's like, he didn't change the way he played. He was still a pocket quarterback, and that offensive system opened up more opportunities, became in sync with the really good talent that they have. But that's my overall point, is Caleb Williams right now doesn't have the ability to do those things, which is why Chris Canty started the argument on Unsportsmanlike saying, well, he doesn't have to be special. Well, that's kind of the point, because if he just did normal type things, that would be special, right? Like, and I mean that, and like, it seems kind of opposite. If he did normal things, he'd be more special, because his special is based off him making plays that are outside the realm of what Ben Johnson would love to do more consistently. He utilizes his strengths, which is what a good coach should do. But those strengths, I don't think, fit within how this offense for the Bears would be most successful, which does present a challenge. From a how do you contain him and make him make mistakes and where he's most uncomfortable, especially without Micah coming up on Saturday. But I still am so intrigued. I will continue to reiterate this. The intriguing part about the matchup without Micah Parsons is Jeff Hafley's not just going to show up and be like, all right, we're going to do the same thing we've been doing with Micah. I believe in you guys. He ain't stupid.
Can't do that.
He knows what his personnel is, and they were preparing the entire season in the offseason without Micah until he was traded. And now he can go back to different ways where Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, I see a guy like Javon Bullard getting in the slot, maybe coming off the edge, blowing up some of those run plays initially if he can get in the backfield. Like, I'm not saying this defense is going to be better, but I think they have opportunities to make some plays with the unknowns that this defense can provide, because they haven't shown what they've been this season without Micah Parsons. Will they be better overall? No, but if they can utilize that in the first half to get off and off to a good start defensively, score some touchdowns, then the game flow changes. Then you're not worried about every possession where they're trying to keep you grind you down. They're tired in the second half. That's going to be key to me, is how this defense in the first half plays, and if Jordan Love and the offense can get them a lead, because then you're not like as scared of they're just going to keep running.
Don't, the Bears can't let the Packers get up like they did in that first game, because the end result will be different. The way the game ends will be very, very different. And with Caleb Williams, people have to understand this, especially when we're talking about Caleb. The talent is not the problem with Caleb Williams. Like, I will repeat that over and over. The guy was the number one overall pick. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. Like, the dude has immense talent. It is his inconsistency in his execution which limits the Chicago Bears offense. And again, his own head coach talked about the fact that they win despite the limitations at the quarterback position. That is why he is a liability for this offense at this time. And when you're talking about winning championships, again, Caleb Williams may end up developing, but you need to be able to win with a great quarterback. When you look at the last seven Super Bowl winners, you're talking about Tom Brady winning Super Bowls. You're talking about Patrick Mahomes winning Super Bowls. You're talking about Jalen Hurts winning Super Bowls. You're talking about guys stepping up who can be that guy, that dude. Jalen's up and down, but Jalen is playing at a high level. There are very few quarterbacks that have the combination of power, speed, and ability to throw the football that Jalen has when he's hitting on all cylinders. You are yet to see that from Caleb Williams.
Again, another opportunity for everyone to learn a lot about both teams towards the end of the year of how real they both are.
Can I just say, I have never seen a quarterback play so horrid in the first half, then play better in the second half, and literally throw a game-losing interceptions where everybody after the game was talking about, oh, Caleb Williams, did they make the right play call? Maybe he should have just had him pick up the first down with his legs. Maybe they should have handed the football off.
They gave him too many options.
Yeah, how did Caleb Williams miss the running back right away? How was he led on the throw? How do y'all talk about all this, how this, how that, and then 2 weeks later talking about, that's our king, that's our guy? Like, come on, man. Like, it's okay to be critical. It's okay to have expectations. That's the problem with y'all Bears fans. Y'all want average quarterback play when Ben, myself, Strofe, and people here in Packer Nation, we want exceptional quarterback play. That is the difference.
Again,
the standard.
Since I've moved here in 2017, it's just been evident about what is different between someone who plays the game at the highest level and how Jordan's getting closer and closer and closer to that this year especially. Sure, everyone has moments because it's so funny and the narrative of the week, right? Did you see him against Denver in the second half? Well, hell! This is the best pass rush in the NFL. Zach Tom went down. Christian Watson went down. It happens. You're on the road. You lost the game. Now, Browns game, like 10 years ago, that feels like. Because we've seen a guy more consistent than ever. There's a reason. Again, I almost feel like I don't even have to say this.
What is that?
I don't even know why I'm like arguing with myself again for the eighth time this week. He's number one in QBR. He's top six in passer rating.
Top ten in touchdown passes.
Top ten in yards. Like, he's got all of it. So I don't even have to waste my time doing this again. I don't know why I do that to myself.
Yeah, you don't have to waste your time doing it. It just feels so good to have a quarterback that's 4-0, and I repeat, 4-0 against the Chicago Bears.
What I do know is if you're looking to enjoy watching this game, it's Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. The thrill of witnessing walk-off grand slams, winning touchdown, buzzer-beater threes. There's no place other than Pottawatomie you should go to than to experience that exhilaration. Catch all the action with the amazing video wall, drink specials, luxury seating, great food, a wonderful atmosphere. And again, did I mention that unbelievable video wall? All of that is state-of-the-art right here in Wisconsin, whether you're in Madison, Chicago, across the state of Wisconsin, come down to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee and check out the sportsbook. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is amazing. More info online. Must be 21 to enter the casino. Ben Johnson, Matt LaFleur, well, they get another chance to match up, and I think there's a lot on the line for Matt LaFleur. It's not end-all, be-all, but he really has a chance to make a statement about who he is and job security and all the likes. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Do you think?
Nope.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Packers Bears, Saturday night, 7:20. You'll have Alex Strofe, our producer here on Kyle Bruston Nortman on the Green Bay Game Day Preview Show and the Green Bay Game Night post-game show, double duty. And then the post-post-game show with Kyle Wallace and Alex Strofe on Sunday. Karma, across ESPN Wisconsin.
You calling in on Sunday? Open invite.
Family Christmas.
Oh, you told me.
What time does that start at?
Whenever we beat her. I mean, she's 2 years old. Whenever she eats breakfast and has milk.
So is it at your house?
What time are you?
Yeah, we're just doing our opening
presents. Oh, Santa's coming early.
Oh!
Yeah, Santa's coming early for our 2-year-old.
Wait, so you're
I called Santa. I said, I need you to drop in.
When you said family Christmas, you meant your immediate family. I thought you meant like your
I also took it that way.
My bad. No, because we have my parents on Christmas Eve, then we're going to St. Louis with her parents over the weekend.
Why don't you just do it the morning of Christmas Eve?
We have to leave early. We got to get her there to nap because my dad every 2 years does like a fun thing for our family, gets a party bus and we like go take a Christmas picture at a tree and then go at a restaurant. So,
oh,
like,
that is adorable.
It's he loves it's his favorite day where we could all get together.
Your dad's like a movie character.
He
like
is.
The main
he's
dad
he's,
in the movie.
He's Clark Griswold.
No, I've seen him on the dance floor as well. Like
he's a character.
Yeah, totally. a good one. Like
great
the,
one.
The great guy that you like. The dad is standing at the door. Hey, kids.
Yeah, he's got the cane too, and like you know he just wants to stand. Everyone give him a hug, and then. Gives but everyone, we all, the, I mean, all, there's 12, there's like 16 kids. Chaos.
Yeah, meet the parents.
Chaos.
The guy's dad, Gaylord.
Gaylord Faulkner.
Yeah, okay, you can say it.
It's the character of the movie.
I know, his parents.
Yes, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's like, I feel like your dad has that type of energy. Not like crazy
like
that.
Come on now.
But like, no, like, hey.
My dad's more like, you know, he's kind of got some.
No, he's a tough guy, but I'm saying, but he's loving.
Very loving.
Yeah.
Big heart.
Like that dad was like loving. Yeah.
Yes, big heart.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson, round two. Less about Ben Johnson for me this round. I'm sure there's still some weird underlying thing there with the handshake, but it's not like a big storyline this week, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
The storyline for me is with losing Micah, Brad Nortman on Monday with us, right away I was like, from an NFL locker room perspective, like, what are you looking for here? Well, you're going to find out what kind of culture he's created in that locker room and how they're going to respond to losing Micah. And not only that, I think when you just beat them in this scenario and you lose the Broncos, they beat the Browns, you're in the exact same spot you were 2 weeks ago. No time to feel sorry for yourself. You're playing for the number one spot in the NFC North, try and get a home game. And when I think about Matt LaFleur, there's a very small percentage. This is a very unlikely thing. If they combust from this Micah thing, it could be bad, right? It could be bad. I don't. That's a very minimal percentage.
Yeah, I don't see it completely falling apart.
But you don't want to lose this game, split and getting your way into the 7 seed, and then next thing you know, you're a 7 seed 3 years in a row. I personally think that he's built up enough equity heading into the Broncos game before injury gate and Micah Parsons and Zach Tom and with Tucker Kraft going down, Devontae Wyatt, that with them being the second best odds to win the Super Bowl, I think even if they're a 7 seed and lose in the playoffs, he'd be back. But if they win the division, he's not lame duck anymore. Like, you know, Ed Policy's going to say, like, this was a hell of a year despite everything. Now, is it the ultimate goal? I don't think so. And I know it's not. Ed Policy wants to win championship. He's the new president.
Sure
he comes with a championship pedigree. But if you win this game and win the division and give yourself a home game in the playoffs, helping your chances to win one of those rather than going on the road, the route that they've gone the last 2 years, that's a step up. Think about that from a – taking a team last 2 years from a 7 seed, winning one on the road, then losing in the NFC divisional game, which you were up, should have gone in the NFC championship game, to losing in the first round last year, not beating good teams, to having one of your best players, one of the top 10 players in the NFL and Micah Parsons go down and finding a way to win the division with that adversity, getting yourself a home game and a chance to win a playoff game, that to me is good enough. But I'm not at Policy. This game is huge for him to just be like, that's twice now I took Ben Johnson down as coach. We win the division. We got a home game. That all this stuff happened this year, I can make this statement.
No, I think the biggest thing when you talk about this game, because I believe that Matt LaFleur is going to get a contract extension in his offseason. I think he's done enough now. If the Packers have a monumental collapse, then maybe we can revisit that. But that Packer team going on that 4-game winning streak after a tough loss back-to-back from the Panthers and the Eagles, it was great to see the Green Bay Packers really bounce back in the fashion that they did, and that's why I think he solidified. But if you're talking about, you're saying just beating, I don't really care about just beating the Bears. It's about the flip of what they did. Last year, they were 1-5 in the division, and this year they were able, they're already going to be over, finish over 500 division. If they can go undefeated in the NFC North, that would be that would be extremely
5-0, and then you got the Vikings who've played a little bit better with JJ, but it's still not a team that you're like scared of. You got to perform, but who knows if anything even matters in that game.
But yeah, that's true, but that would be extremely impressive. But then on top of that, you're talking about building, right? The Green Bay Packers building year 1, year 2, year 3, and now you're looking into
in
Jordan Love era, and that year 4, where regardless of what the outcome of this season is, the Green Bay Packers are going to come back next year with a tight end in Tucker Kraft, who's going to be healthy, who everybody's going to think is going to be a top 5 tight end. You'll get Micah Parsons back as well. You'll get a healthy Devontae Wyatt back as well. So this football team for
and
the
they
Packers,
did pick up his 5th year option, I believe.
Because
it's
Quay was the one they're looking to potentially
extend.
And so, but with that, this team will have higher expectations next year. But what they were able to do this year is, the big knock on them was they couldn't beat good teams last year. And what did they do? They changed that narrative completely. So Matt LaFleur, in my mind, has done enough. And at this point, he can only lose his contract extension rather than earning a contract extension. I believe the extension has already been earned.
That's what I'm getting at, where it's like, but you can cement it.
It should be cemented. I mean, what
I know it should be, but you can cement it if you say, "Hey,
dude, the Packers."
I know what happened last week, but there is the crazy opportunity that this team crumbles emotionally down these three games.
I don't think
that happens. But if you win this game, all that goes away, and you fight for that NFC North. Get yourself a home playoff game, and then it's like, "Hey, we're at home. We have Jordan Love." 50% chance it ends up being the Bears back that you're seeing for the third time this year in like,
it'll be wild.
What, like 2 months?
Yeah, it'd be wild.
Two months playing them 3 times would be
The Packers win the NFC North without their...
If they belt to ask them 3 times, that'd be so funny.
But listen to this. If the Packers are able to win the NFC North without probably their most important offensive player outside of Jordan Love being arguably Tucker Kraft, that is impressive. That was their number one receiving threat. And then you're able to do it without Micah Parsons, who is your best defensive player, one of the most elite players in the NFL. That would be extremely impressive, and that would show the type of leadership that Matt LaFleur has, but then also the pulse that he has on his football team and how he can guide them and how he can lead them to victory. So this would be extremely impressive for this team with all these injuries to be able to win. We're not just talking about anybody being injured. We're talking about an elite defensive lineman. We're talking about a tight end that at the time that he got injured was probably playing at a top – no, he was playing at a top 5 level, potentially top 3 level at the time that he got hurt.
Yeah, I see Derek on the Carbliss talk and text line. You know, to add some more confidence, we have a QB that can play within the system and go off script, which is what we're going to need. And no other NFC North QB can do that. Jay Love can do that. Goff isn't multidimensional. Caleb's that, like, if he's closest, but he's not polished.
He's not polished. He has to hone his skills. He has the talent. Caleb Williams has the talent.
Let's go to Jason in Sheboygan on the Carbliss Talk and Text Line. You're with Kyle and Ben and Strofe on KBN on the Carbliss Talk and Text Line.
How are you doing, guys? I mean, I just got a quick question here. So all you're talking about is when, if, blah, 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 the Packers win Saturday night.
Yes, Cowboys fan.
If they lose, and I'm going to say when they lose, and Pittsburgh's going to lose this week, so that Ravens game means a lot to the Ravens. They'll lose that one. And Minnesota's a spoiler, and now the Packers are all in a free-for-all. I don't know how you're saying LaFleur is guaranteed he did enough. I don't care if Parsons out. Their defense just as good as last year.
Jason, my Cowboys friend, Jay, I know you want to drag us down with your lowly Cowboys, but what I said was specifically, at this moment in time, he has done enough. If he loses these last three, then we have a different conversation. But we're talking about if and when, because we are confident that the Packers will win this football game.
I also hear a lot of...
You're confident. Jason, you're confident, Kyle?
You just did was simply put the entire doomsday scenario and predict the NFL season in one of the most unpredictable years of the season. When the Packers lose, when the Steelers lose, when Minnesota plays spoiler, okay, you got them 0-3. You know, like, sure, it's a possibility, but we've ran the Monte Carlo, and that is not a likely scenario in the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, Jason, you teaching the Monte Carlo in your gym class out there?
50,000 simulations, Jason.
I teach reality, and I'm positively correct. That I'll tell you what. The Packers are not a bad team. I'm not saying that at all. But they're not as good as you guys think every single week. And now my man my favorite talk show host, Kyle, is already talking about next year. Injuries happen. And you know what, my friend? Micah Parsons, book this. I'm going to be the first one to say it. Because the back is connected to the knee, connected to the leg.
Oh, get him out of here. No. Now we're... Dude, you got a crystal ball that you're predicting injuries now? You know how the body works like that because of gym class?
Well, you know, Micah's back injury. Remember, Micah was laying down with the back injury down in Dallas because he's a Cowboys fan. He said that back injury that he had was real. That's why his knee got all messed up.
Jason, the brain is connected to the mouth. Let's try using it next time.
Ooh, wow. Boom roasted from Alex Stroh.
I'm a big fan of Jason.
He's a big fan of you?
No, he's been calling in the Sunday Karma for almost a decade.
He called you his favorite talk show host.
Bro, he was...
And now you're saying you're a big fan of him? He's telling you that your favorite football team is going to go 0-3?
He was a Kyle Wall... Wait. He was a Kyle Wall supporter since 2018. He's been around
Not many of those. 1992.
Not many of those. Just Mama and Jason and Sheboygan.
I'm telling you, Jason's always loved me. Shout out to Jason.
Tell us how you protect yourself.
Oh, there is only one great way to protect yourself, and that's with American Family Insurance. And do know, KBN Nation, life is better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. That's because when you feel protected, you are free to enjoy your dreams. From decorating that brand new nursery, to hosting family reunions in that new backyard, to buying that brand new car, American Family Insurance can be there with you every step of the way. So don't deal with anybody else but American Family Insurance, and they make it so easy. Go to AmFam.com today. You can get a quote instantly online. It's so easy, so quick. Just go to AmFam.com today, or you can find an agent near you. So always remember, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit them at AmFam.com today.
We are holding Keyshawn Nixon accountable because of what he said to the media. We'll play it for you next. No self-inflicted wounds.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Well, the dance floor specifically. I'm still sore, man. I dance my booty off.
But you don't have muscles.
You don't have a booty. So I don't know how you dance that. You asked your back off. Your back.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There's a battle going on of who loves Kyle Wallace the most. Is Mama or Jason in Sheboygan? AJ in the Berg chimes in. To hell with Jason and Sheboygan. You're my dog, Kyle.
That's my boy, AJ.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Nortman. Strofe's running the show. Packers, Bears, 7:20 Saturday night. 800-990-3776. Carbo's talking text line. Of course, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And you always have ESPN Wisconsin app. You can listen back, listen live, hit podcasts. All there for you. Apple Store, Google Play, right there. So, if you got some?
I didn't realize so many people liked Kyle.
Oh, man, I'm well liked.
There's lovers and haters.
Yeah.
Lovers and haters.
There's some who really love you and some that hate you, right?
I'm very familiar with the haters.
Yeah, I mean, the haters, the thing is, if the haters saw me in person, they'd be, oh, hey.
Which one am I? Am I a Kyle lover or a Kyle hater?
You love everybody.
You're a lover.
Yeah. I'm a lover?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because that's just who you are by nature.
World needs more love, baby. Love you, Kyle. You're my dog. Woof, woof.
No. You're stealing a bit, man. You're stealing a connection.
Kyle, you're my cat. Meow, meow.
Just shut up and play Keyshawn Nixon. Keyshawn Nixon, we're holding you accountable.
Kyle, you're my cow. Moo, moo.
Kyle. You get it? Kyle?
Kyle the cow.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, black people call me Kyle.
Kyle?
My grandma called me Kyle. She didn't call me Kyle.
Kyle. I'm going to stick with Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be who you are. Yeah. Speak the way you speak.
I'm not going to be anyone I'm not.
Exactly.
Kyle, you're my chicken.
Dude,
right,
now you're disrespectful.
Yo, he's just doing the most
now. You want to press the button now?
Yeah, please. Keyshawn Nixon, I feel like I'm talking with my 2-year-old daughter teaching her animal sounds right now. She knows chicken, cow, all of those.
Does she?
Just like you. Yeah.
Oh, that's horse.
Nay!
I didn't call him a pig.
No, bro, just shut up.
Ben almost said oink, oink, oink. Did you see him?
I did see that.
With his daughter.
I thought I was teaching her again. Ready? Alex, you're taking it too far enough. Yeah, thank you. I've been trying to say that for a long time.
That's what he does.
Keyshawn Nixon, no self-inflicted wounds. I'm taking your word for it. Here's what he had to say.
I'm gonna be chilling. I'm gonna try to chill. It'd be me for real. I'm definitely the problem. But they don't really stress on the penalties for us. Sometimes it be bang-bang penalties you can't really control. The ones we can't control, you know, we got to slow down on the personal fouls and stuff like that, especially me. I'd be tripping, but I'm definitely locked in for this game. It's a must-win game for us, and we want to win the North. I haven't won it since I've been here. Never won a division in my career, so you don't really get these ops too many, like, too often, so definitely want this one.
There's a lot going on there, if I'm being honest. I feel a confidence that he's going to make sure that there's no personal fouls. Then he goes, yeah, I be tripping, and it happens to me a lot.
He said, I'm the problem.
Yeah,
now.
But I know. But when you're the problem, identifying it is one thing. Changing the actions is another.
Self-awareness, man.
The first step is acknowledging it. But I think he would have acknowledged it before, too. It's a fascinating clip. Like, I guess that I wanted to walk away confident that he's not going to get a personal foul, but I think I'm in the exact same place that I was before hearing that.
Yeah, so here's the thing. He has self-awareness, and I think you hit the nail on the head. He's self-aware, but also he's the problem. And when you say you're the problem, sometimes you can't
change who you are.
Exactly, you're just too impulsive. Like, for real. He understood. Listen, a dude put his hand on his neck. So what is he supposed to do? He's got to react every single time. And so Keyshawn Nixon, at least he has that awareness to understand that he has to control himself, especially in a big game like this. But this problem, this issue with personal fouls and self-inflicted wounds with these stupid boneheaded things, that it goes beyond a Keyshawn Nixon. There's other guys like Kingsley and Ibarra that we talked about yesterday with Jason had a stupid boneheaded play. So the Packers need to clean that up because
it's been a bigger issue the last couple weeks.
There's one thing to have a false start because that's a mental breakdown, a holding call because you hold almost every single play. But having a personal foul that is that detrimental to your team is something that is extremely avoidable.
Knocking the
and
punter,
this team,
like, what are we doing,
yeah, the
man?
Team, the Packers must clean that up. Like, you do not have the ability at this point to have a Michael Parsons who can make up for something.
The margins
like
have
this.
Shrunk, so don't hurt yourself even more.
And so that's why this game, they have to be more disciplined. And clearly, I don't know if somebody asked him a question about this, but that might be an emphasis in the locker room and saying, fellas, we cannot have these boneheaded mistakes because the margin of error is so slim, especially with these last games where we're trying to make a run, not just for the playoffs, but for the NFC North, and hopefully come together as a defensive unit, as a team, to make a run to the Super Bowl. We got to clean that up. That is what you can control.
We are about 15 minutes from Strofe's parody song that he is saying might be the best thing we've ever done on KBN.
I think it'll go down as the greatest segment of 2025 on Kyle Bruston Norman.
Wow. Green Bay props and preview presented by Sit Means Sit at 3:30.
Second best segment of the year on KBN.
And coming up next, the police station called my wife.
Excuse me?
2 minutes. We'll be
what?
Back.
What?